Good day to you, everyone. This is Noor, and welcome to today's video. In today's video, I'm going to talk to you about the three most important advice I learned through experience in my entrepreneurship journey. So the first advice is this: learn how to lead. The second advice is this: learn how to share. And the third advice is this: learn how to listen and observe. So what is learn how to lead? In my first years as an entrepreneur, I used to talk to people like this: do this, do it as I like, do it like that, this is not good, why you're doing crappy job, and so on and so forth. That's not how to be a leader. That's how to be a crappy boss, okay? That's not good. That's not how you lead. Today I learned this. I give my staff a specific mission, and I give them highlights. Just this is what I think is the right direction to be. You go and you figure it out. I give them 100% control of the outcome. So they go and they do research and so on and so forth. When they come back to me, I don't tell them it's good or bad. I just ask question: how did you achieve to this result? How did you get that outcome? Why do you think that this outcome is a good outcome? How do you think our customer will benefit from that outcome? Now, if they answer me logical answers, it means that they did the homework and they did what works best for the client. So I appreciate their work and I tell them, you know what, you did a great job. If they have no answer or they have no logical answer, they understood that they messed up and they understood that they did not do their homework. So they go back by themselves and they fix it. Okay, that's a much better way to lead people. Okay, the second thing is this: learn how to share. So in my first year as an entrepreneur, it was always about me. This is my idea. I'm a genius. I'm an entrepreneur. I can solve a problem. Other people are just stupid. All the stupid ideas, okay? This is not good. Nowadays, I would say something like this: probably I have a good idea, but if I don't have a great team, I wouldn't be able to take that idea and make it into reality. Probably I can think of a great course, but if I don't have my production team, we are not going to be able to create a great course, and so on and so forth. Learn how to share your effort with other people. Entrepreneurship is not about you being a genius or you being smart or you being able to find out things that other people cannot do it. No. Entrepreneurship about teams, okay? You have an idea, other people can do things that you cannot do, and you can do things that other people cannot do. And that's what's beautiful about entrepreneurship and having your small business. That's the second thing. The third thing is learn how to listen and observe. In my first years as an entrepreneur, I was ignorant, okay? I would not listen to anyone. This is my idea. This is how it should be. That's it. And I lost a lot in terms of money, time, and effort. It's not because the market was wrong. It's because I was stupid. I was ignorant. Nowadays, I learned to sit down and listen. I love it. And I ask questions, and I observe. And even if I don't think that the idea is right, I just try to listen, okay? I don't have to agree. I don't have to make it right. But I have to listen. And I have to acknowledge the other person's idea. And I have to understand, why did they come with this idea? And believe it or not, when you have this kind of attitude, people now, more people come to you and they start to give you more ideas. Which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing because every person right now, they think that they have a great idea, which is horrible. The good thing is that people now trust you and they are more open to talk to you. So your team members or your family members and so on and so forth, or your friend, now become more honest because they don't fear that you are not going to be angry or so on and so forth. So these three things that actually benefited my business. And after adapting to these three things, actually my business got better and better and better. It's because now I trust in my team. Now they have full control of the outcome. And if it doesn't work, I'm responsible because I allowed them to do that kind of work. So I wouldn't say that, okay, it's your choice, it's your call, you do the thing. And if it failed, you know what, you failed. It's horrible. No. You're still the leader. You're still in control. Even if you allow them, you still need to look and you still need to see. And you still need to control, even if you are not controlling, okay? I know it's kind of weird, but you are responsible. Come on, you are responsible. That's the first thing. The second thing is, now I share, and everyone feels happy. It's not like you are the big you are like a large shadow and shadowing everyone, and no one actually can see the light. No. You know what? This is a big tree, and we all have actually invested in this tree. And this tree is big is because all of our work. Okay? That actually make your team love and like to work more with you, and they want to invest more with your business. The third thing is this. The more I listen, the more people now trust me, and the more people want to tell me, and the more people want to help me. And all of these things, if it works together, you are on the right track. Okay? So these are the three advice that I wish someone actually taught me. Now, my father, he was a businessman. And he actually told me about a lot of these things, okay? And I was ignorant not to listen. And now I learn it from my experience. And that's pretty important, to learn from your experience. But don't repeat the same mistakes. Okay, so that's going to be for today's video. We're not going to make it any longer. I will see you in the next video. This was Noor, with all love. Take care. Bye-bye.